Ever since H.G. Wells' 1895 classic, The Time Machine, science fiction's been obsessed with time travel. And time travel has stayed in the realm of science fiction until recently. The 1990s saw an emergence of scientific inquiry into time travel when a group of theoretical physicists at the California Institute of Technology concluded that time travel might be possible in the universe we know. Their work inspired other physicists, and today there are over 30 of them around the world studying time travel. David Toomey was inspired by their work, and his book, The New Time Travelers, looks into their findings. Steve Paulson asked Toomey how seriously we should take all of this.
This is a question of some debate at the moment. I think most physicists would agree right now that no one has proved time travel impossible, by which we mean backward, pastward time travel. No one's proved it impossible. Forward time travel, that is to say, time travel into the future, is not only possible, it's inevitable in the universe that Einstein gave us. It's a consequence of special relativity.
It's inevitable? Why do you say inevitable?
We remember the parable of the twins, perhaps. If you have twins and one travels out into space and back again, a return trip to very fast speed, say very close to the speed of light, that twin will experience time dilation. That is to say, his watch will slow, his heartbeat will slow. He will experience time flowing much more slowly than the stay-at-home twin. Now, this is an extreme case, but as it happens, special relativity shows us that if I move relative to anything near me, say you're sitting on a bench and I'm sitting on the bench with you, and I walk away from it and walk back, I will have experienced a little bit of time dilation. It will be so small as to be almost immeasurable, but it'll be a little bit. And I will, when I return to the bench and sit back at your side again, I'll be a little bit younger than you will be. So time travel into the future is happening all around us all the time. We're all moving into the future at different rates as we move.
So why would some leading physicists be so interested in this whole question of time travel? I mean, what's at stake here?
What's at stake here? A number of things are at stake here. One is the problem of causality. In science fiction, for instance, time travel is a favorite trope of science fiction authors. There are two very interesting problems that are often presented in science fiction. One is the grandfather paradox. That is to say, if I jump into a time machine, go back in time long before I was born, find my grandfather and kill him, I cannot have been born. However, if I'm not born, there's no one to go back in the time machine to kill my grandfather. Therefore, he lives and fathers my father, who fathers me, who lives to jump into a time machine and goes back. You see the problem.
Right. It would seem to be an insoluble problem.
It would seem to be. And that is one question that pastward time travel encourages us to think about. Another one is sometimes called the bootstrap paradox. That is to say, this isn't a paradox precisely as the grandfather paradox is, but this is a problem in causality because it's a way to get something from nothing. Suppose, for instance, I want to write a book, but I don't want to take the time or effort to do it. What I could do if I had a time machine is go into the future, find myself at a future date with the book, take the book with me back into the time machine to the present, and just copy it all out. The question here is, where did that book come from? I didn't write it. I found it in the future, but my future self didn't write it either because he had it all along, and the book would seem to have been generated quite literally from nothing through the use of the time machine.
These kinds of scenarios are, I have to say, they're fascinating. They sound more like the kind of stuff that science fiction writers puzzle over rather than scientists. I mean, do scientists really struggle with these paradoxes?
Those paradoxes are of interest to philosophers, but they're of interest to physicists because they meet with questions of causality. And causality, that is, the belief that cause must precede effect, that effect must follow cause. That's a basis of all our science and all our understanding of how the universe works. And if that is undermined, well, then maybe we have some serious problems. Then maybe we have a lot of work to do.
Now, you've said that time travel works, at least theoretically, backwards as well as forwards. Now, the forwards part is you can kind of see that, but backwards, why are physicists so convinced that it works in that direction as well?
Well, I don't want to say they're convinced that it works. They are asking questions about whether it works, and I think we could safely say no one has yet proved it doesn't work that way. To make it work that way, you would need a wormhole, which is a tunnel through space-time. And we don't really know for sure that there are such things. Wormholes themselves are theoretical. What you'd then do with the wormhole to make a time machine is do what we did with the twins, leave one at home, move the other very quickly forward and backward or out into deep space and back again, and put them together again. Then you'd have a hole that would be a tunnel into the past.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a wormhole, can you briefly explain what a wormhole is?
Sure. If one imagines the three dimensions of the universe as just two dimensions on a piece of paper and draw X's on that paper, say you draw the X's 5 inches apart. They are 5 inches apart. One would have to travel those 5 inches to get from one to the other. But if you bend space-time, that is to say, in this example, bend the piece of paper and fold it so that those two X's are overlapping and touching, and then if you punched a hole in the paper between the two X's through the paper, one would have created, well, this is kind of a metaphor for what would happen, what one could do in the space of three dimensions.
What I find fascinating about this whole subject is the physicists, or some of the physicists who are interested in this, are not just kind of fringe characters who are into wacky stuff. I mean, these are some of the leading theoretical physicists of the day, aren't they?
Exactly. And that's what I found fascinating about this when I began it. I've always been interested in time travel as a science fiction trope, as everyone is. But it came as a surprise to me to discover that there were people thinking about this seriously. Yes. And the papers they're publishing on the subject are in the leading journal in theoretical physics, which is Physical Review D. And there are literally hundreds of papers on this. And it has been a subject of serious inquiry now for 15 or 20 years.
All of this reminds me of something that the physicist John Wheeler once said. He had a famous bit of advice: find the strangest thing and then explore it. And that seems to be something that a lot of these physicists have really taken to heart.
Yes. Yes, it has. And they get used to thinking about strange things. That, I think, is the strangeness of this is exactly what makes it interesting.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop. 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 Where time becomes a loop.
David Toomey is the author of The New Time Travelers, A Journey to the Frontiers of Physics. Steve Paulson spoke with him.